Come on now, Pebbles. Eat up your Rock Krispies or Daddy won't catch you a fish.
Fish! Googa! Fish, fish!
Now, wasn't that cereal good?
Fish! Googa! Fish!
That's right. Daddy and all the water buffaloes are going fishing. Here, have a little sip of grape juice. All right, Dino, I get the message. I'll feed you in a second.
Here I am, Wilmore, ready to do battle with the monsters of the deep. Okay, all you barracudas and octopussy cats, here's where you get yours. How do I look, Zulu?
Just great. Nobody would ever believe that this is the first time you ever went fishing.
Shh, not so loud. Barney and all the other guys think I'm a pro. That's why they left it up to me to charter the boat.
Why do I always get stuck with the amateurs?
Yeah, us too.
Sweetheart. And what's my little girl having for breakfast?
Googa. Fish. Fish.
That's cute, but not today. I tell you, Pebbles, dear, when Daddy comes home from the fishing trip, he's going to bring you a pretty big fish. Goodbye, Wilmer.
Fred, haven't you forgotten something?
Let's see. My pole, my anchor, my tackle, my. Oh, I know it all the time. There's your mommy, honey. Keep that frying pan hot, Wilma. I'm gonna bring back something really big.
Yes, dear.
Barney is an object. Might as well get in a little practice. Oh, boy. I'm not even at the ocean. I already hooked something. And it's really big.
Hey, what's the matter, Hoppy? What's the matter? No, hang on, Hoppy. I'll help you.
It's no use, Fish. You're not getting away from Flintstone. Ooh, feels like two of them ganging up on me.
I don't know, Hoppy. Whatever it is must be taking vitamins. Bam, 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 stay out of the way, son. You'll get hurt. Oh, boy, what a strong son that Bam Bam is. Hey, Fred, it's you. I didn't even hear you knock.
I'll knock you, Barney. You're trying to kill me? Now, let's get going. We'll miss the boat.
Oh, Barney. Here, dear. You forgot to take your camera.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Oh, good morning, Fred. I didn't hear you come in.
Morning, Betty.
Hey, Fred, you see my new Polaroid camera? You snap a picture and it develops right inside the camera. A simpleton can do it.
Yeah, Barney, it was made for you. Now let's get down to the dock or the Grand Poobah's gonna be furious.
One second, Fred. I want to take a farewell picture of my lovely spouse.
Oh, Barney. You're so sentimental.
Okay, you lovebirds. I'll wait in the car. Now, don't take all day, Barney.
Okay, buddy. Say cheese rock.
Cheese rock.
Beautiful. This could make the cover of Play Rock magazine. Now, I'll just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We opened the back thusly and...
Voila!
Uh-oh, another boo-boo.
Not another picture of your finger, Barney.
Well, at least we didn't have to wait for it. Here, put it in the album next to the color shot of my pinky.
Come on, Barney, the boat will leave without us. Get a move on.
Beep, beep, beep. Take it easy, bub. I'm only skin and feathers, you know.
Okay, Barney, you've had it. I'm taking off. See you on the boat.
Hey, wait. Well, wait, Fred. I'm coming. Fred, slow down, Fred. Wait for me.
Oh, boy. Why do I put up with him?
Nice casting, Fred, but I got a question.
What's that?
How did you know I was in season?
You keep it up, Barney. You'll wow them down at the emergency hospital. Yeah, Barney. First, I'll hook one of those big fighting tunasauruses, and then for a breather, I'll go after some oysters on the half shell. How about you?
Well, me? Well, I'm either trying for some fillet of rock sole, or maybe I'll be lucky and come up with some shrimp thermidors.
Oh, yeah, I hear them shrimp thermidors put up quite a battle. Hey, we better hurry. I know our grand poobah. He's already saying, where is that Flintstone and rubble?
Where is that Flintstone and rubble? All right, relax, fellow water buffaloes. Now, as your grand poobah, I hereby make a motion that whoever catches the biggest fish today gets $10 from the treasury.
I second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Now, where the heck is the boat at Flintstone?
Here they come now. Flintstone and rubble.
Hey, Fred, what are you doing? Hit the brakes.
They're not working. Look out! Look out!
Flintstone, have you ever considered donating your body to science as of today?
I second the motion.
I'm sorry, fellas. I tell you what, suppose I treat you to some bait. All the worms are on me.
Hey, fellas, look. Here comes our boat.
You call this a living?
Don't blame me. I told you we shouldn't have dropped out of high school.
Some boat you chartered, Flintstone. Who's the captain? Noah?
I don't know, sir.
Well, what's the name of that scow?
Oh, it's
there it is, Fred, right on the hull.
HMS Bounty Stone. A Bounty Stone? Now, where am I seeing that name?
Well, it was in that old movie, Fred, in the late show. Hey, remember they had this cruel captain who said,
Mr. Flintstone, the name's Blah, Captain Blah.
He must be kidding.
Welcome aboard, mateys. Heave to, strike the mizzen, batten down the hatches. All right, you landlubbers. We're ready to weigh anchor. Now stick to your quarters until I give the orders.
Hey, look, Barney, did you ever see such a large fish?
Adobe Dick, eh? Oh, boy, he's some monster.
Aye, he's the most fared-well-asaurus in the seven seas. A bloodthirsty, vicious man-eater. A ruthless killer. A carnivorous monster. The scourge of the deep, who will pound you to a pulp if you ever meet him.
Yeah, but is he dangerous?
You think there's a chance of him showing up?
Not a chance. He hasn't been seen in these waters for years. Well, mateys, don't just stand there. Weigh anchor!
Aye, aye, sir.
Me too, sir.
Unfurl the jib, poop the deck, point to north by northwest, and steady as she goes.
Heave ho! Heave ho!
Here she comes, Fred.
Gee, what a homely-looking anchor. Let's get out of here.
Well, really, who were they expecting? Bridget Bardrock? Gee.
3 hours out here in the broiling sun and not one bite.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating. Hey, how about turning on a radio? Maybe the ball game's on.
Yeah, good thinking, Barney.
It's the last of the ninth. Tie score. Bases loaded. Mickey Marble up.
The count is 3-2.
Oh, boy, 3-2 on Mickey Marble.
Come on, Mickey, belt it out.
Here's the pitch. And there it goes. It's a high one. It's going, going, going.
Why, you stupid nincompoop.
How do you like that, Fred? That's a bad omen.
I'll bad omen you, Barney. I'll give you a...
Oh, hold on, Fred. I got a nibble. I've hooked something.
Reel it in, Barney. Reel in. It's something really big, Fred. It feels like a whole school.
You blockhead!
The trouble! Let's get him!
Throw him to the sharks!
All right, stop this. Quiet down, down, I say. If there's anything I can't stand, it's lack of self-control. I have spoken.
Sorry, Grand Poobah, we lost our heads.
Also our fishing rods.
It's okay, fellas. Everyone's entitled to go berserk.
Barney, when it comes to fishing, you either have it or you don't. Now, just watch this cast. Uh-oh! It's the Poobah! Man overboard! Man overboard! S.O.P.! S.O.P.! Save our Poobah!
Don't panic, Poobah! I'll save you!
I'll get you for this, Flintstone.
Easy, Poobah. Remember your self-control.
Hey, look at that. He caught a fish.
Wowie, what a catch. How'd he do it?
Shows what happens when you use the right kind of bait.
Why'd a catch, eh, boys? Well, I guess that takes care of the $10 prize. Thanks to you, Flintstone.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but eat it in good health.
Come on, Barney. Let's keep trying. Maybe we can top them and win the prize.
Forget it, Fred. With all these guys aboard, we'll be lucky to come up with a baby Minosaurus.
Yeah, you're right. Just too darn crowded. Hey, I got an idea. Look.
It's just an old lifeboat.
And we are borrowing it. We'll row somewhere where we can fish in private. Just the two of us.
Gee, Fred, I didn't know you cared.
Hey, but what about Captain Blah? If he catches us with that hook, it's...
I'll check on him right now. He's probably asleep.
Now, as I was saying, miss... Oh, yes, yes. How would you like to get into show business?
Me, Captain, in show biz? But I don't have any talent.
Relax. I'll set up a little audition at the Holly Rock Aquarium.
The Holly Rock Aquarium? Oh, I always wanted to swim there.
Now, baby, how about some music? Something nice and nautical on my seagull stereo.
It's not much of a job, but it sure keeps your beak sharp.
Ah! Oh, Captain, you are the coolest. We never do this underwater.
You'll be a sensation at the Holly Rock Aquarium.
What's so funny?
All those landlubbers out there wasting their time fishing.
Hey, Fred, what's with the captain?
He's dancing with a mermaid.
Oh, well, that should keep him occupied for a while.
Stroke! Stroke! Mr. Rubble, put your back into it! Stroke! Stroke!
Hey, Fred, I hate to intrude on your good nature, but when are you going to stroke? I'm getting tired.
No back talk, Mr. Rubble! Stroke! Stroke!
Sorry, Captain, you stroke. This is a mutiny.
Mutiny, eh? You get back to those oars, Mr. Rubble, or you'll get a snootful of this.
Mutiny's over. Stroke, 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 stroke. Hey, certainly a nice day for rowing in.
What did I tell you, Barney? We got a bite.
No, reel in, Fred. Don't let him get away.
I'm reeling. Get the net ready, Barney.
I got it, Fred. Got it.
Here he comes. Look at him, Barney. A real fighting fish.
I got it, Fred. Oh, boy, what a scrapper. Gee, I was right, Fred.
Hey, Barney, look. We landed on an island.
Yeah. Hey, let's break out our box lunch.
Looks completely barren.
Not only that, but there's nothing here. There must be off-season for tourists. Anybody on this island? Speak up!
Yeah, I am. Come on, bring the lunch.
Oh, right, Fred. Oh, boy. This is the life. A pterodactyl lake, an island, and you.
All right, keep quiet for a while, Barney. I'm gonna take a nap.
That's a good idea. Sure, Fred. Me too.
Barney, stop shaking the island.
It wasn't me, Fred.
Barney, I'm warning you for the last time. Stop shaking the island.
But... Uh-oh, Fred. That's water. I think the island sprung a leak.
Barney, it's alive.
Either that or the natives are restless.
Come on, Barney, let's go.
Okay, Fred. Whose turn is yours?
Shut up and start stoking. Stoke, stoke, stoke. Oh, no, it's a dopey dick.
You're so right, Fred. Let's bug out of here.
Phew, I guess we gave him the slip.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, look. It's a cave. Get ahead.
Let's row inside. That monster will never find us in there.
Oh, good thinking, Fred. Oh, boy, am I lucky to be with you. Oh, boy. This sure is a real deep cave, Fred. Too bad we don't own it. We could charge admission.
I don't know, Barney. It looks kind of fishy. Oh, no. Look!
Jonah was here. Hey, Fred, that means...
That means we're inside a dopey dick, swallowed alive.
Yeah, and take a good look at those teeth.
What about it?
No cavities.
The only cavity in here is in your head. Now, how are we going to get out?
Now, don't panic, Fred. I'll shout for help.
Help! 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 Help!
Help! You hear that? There must be somebody else down here.
Barney, that's only your echo.
I didn't know I had an echo. Yankee Doodle went to town.
Right in the Pokesaurus.
Hey, smart echo, huh, Fred?
Of all the whales, we had to find one with a haunted stomach.
Hey, look at these ribs, Fred. One thing you can say about him, he's really built. Shape and a haircut, bay rum.
Stop that, Barney. You want to get him angry? You're in trouble enough already.
Look, rot's a ruck. Jonah, it looks like he's trying to tell us something.
Yeah, but what?
That light, it's coming from up there. Hey, look at that hole. Must be from a harpoon. Oh, poor fish. No wonder he's mean.
That's his spout, you rockhead. When a whalosaurus spouts water, that's where it comes from.
Oh, too bad we don't have a ladder. We could climb up and out.
Wait a minute. I got it.
You got a ladder, Fred?
No, Barney. We'll build a fire and send up smoke signals for help.
Good thinking, Fred. And I know how to send them. I used to be an eaglesaurus scout.
Okay, scout, here's where you do a good deed. Get the fire going.
Roger.
Okay, Barney, fire's just right. Send up the signal.
How do we start the message, Fred? Dear sir, or to whom it may concern?
Never mind the fancy stuff. Just signal for help.
Help it is, Fred. How do you spell it?
H like in hurry up. Barney, faster. We'll suffocate.
All done, Fred. All done. We should be getting an answer any minute now.
It's the smoke. He must be allergic to smoke.
Maybe we should have used a filter.
Hold on for your life, Barney! Goodbye, Barney. It's been nice knowing you.
Poor Betty and Wilma, they're practically widows and don't even know it.
Oh, boy, I think he's finally taking a rest. You okay, Barney?
Yeah, but one thing for sure, I'll never check into this motel again.
We gotta get out of here before something worse happens.
Yeah, like he could burp us to death.
Cut it out, Barney! Stop giving him ideas! Hey, look at this. A seagullosaurus feather. You know, it might be worth a try.
Well, what is, Fred?
Maybe we can tickle our way out of here.
Uh-oh, Fred. You're beginning to crack. All this blubber's getting on your nerves.
We'll see, Barney. Here goes. It's working, Barney.
Hey, I found another feather, Fred. I'll be your assistant tickler.
Faster, faster, Barney. He's getting hysterical.
Hey, he sure seems to be enjoying it.
Let's go, Barney.
Right, Fred.
We made it, Barney.
Yeah, and look at Adobe Dick. He laughed himself to sleep.
Wait till the grand pooba sees us with this, Barney. He'll double the prize money. What a catch.
But how do we show him to the pooba? He and the boys are still out on the boat.
Yeah, that's right. And by the time they get back, Adobe Dick may be heading back to sea. I got it. We'll take a picture of him.
Yeah, and that'll prove it to everybody. Uh-oh. My Polaroid camera. I left it inside you-know-who.
No problem there, Barney. You just go right back in and get it.
Sorry, Fred. I hate being a party pooper, but I'm not going.
Barney, would you rather have a snoot full of this?
Decisions, decisions. I tell you what, Fred. Let me sleep on it, and I'll...
You will be sleeping permanently, Barney. Now I'm starting the countdown. 10... 9, 8.
Here it is, Fred. Somebody up there likes me. All right now, Fred. Smile.
Just a minute, Barney. I'll put a smile on Adobe Dick. Okay, Barney. Okay.
It's no use, Fred. It won't work. I can't get the whole fish in.
Then back up.
Yeah, well, why didn't I think of that? Still no good, Fred. How about holding him up by the tail?
Barney, I'm warning you. Now get further back and hurry before he wakes up.
Oh, it's starting to look better, Fred. Just a second now and I'll...
Hey, Dick! Dick, come back to here! Here, boy, please! He's gone! Gone forever! Nobody will ever believe me!
There now, Fred. Gee, crying over a little fish.
I'm telling you, Wilma, you should have seen that fish. He was bigger than this whole neighborhood.
How big, Fred?
Like I told you, bigger than this whole neighborhood.
Oh, Fred.
Won't anybody believe me? It's true, but he got away. He was the biggest fish in the world. Okay, Dino, knock it off.
Now, easy, Fred. We've heard all kinds of fish stories, but yours.
Wilma!
Fred! Fred, it's okay!
What's okay, Barney?
I just remembered a picture of you and Dick. I snapped it.
You mean, you got a picture of me and Adobe Dick on film?
Yeah, I snapped it just before I fell off the cliff. Here, we'll take a look at it.
Barney, you are a real pal. Oh, wait till you see this, Wilma. We'll see who's telling the truth.
Voila!
Uh-oh. There's my finger again. Well, better luck next time, Fred.
Barney, come back here. I'm gonna fix you for this.
No, calm yourself, Fred. There'll be other trips, other whales.
I'll whale you, Barney.
Oh, hold it, Fred. Got it, Fred. A real action picture. How many prints do you want? How about some blow-ups?
Come back, I said. I'm warning you.